Now we come here to the death of David. And I'll not read any more of this other than to drop down and to read something that will come up later. In verse 8, "And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I'll not put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him, but his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood." Now David is making here what seems like a rather vengeful, or revealing a vengeful spirit. But actually, it's not that. This man, Shimei, had proved himself a traitor again and again. But because David had taken an oath and David stood by his word, he wouldn't touch him. But now he tells Solomon, you keep your eye on him. And if he reveals any of that, you've made no treaty with him, you haven't given him your word, then you deal with him accordingly. And Solomon's going to deal with him accordingly, by the way, but only after he disobeys and reveals that he is a traitor. Now we come to the death of David. So David slept with his father and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. Now let's look back at this for just a moment. This is the death of David, and there is a note of sadness. You can't read it without revealing that, and it injects a sad note here in the record. He'd been a great man, a man of God, and now he's doing what he had said he would ultimately do. You remember when that little one died, the first son of Bathsheba, he said, he'll never come to me, but I'll go to him. Now David is going to him. That's what is happening on David's side. Now will you notice that Solomon now comes to the throne. Now, what is he going to do? Well, he's going to have trouble at the change of any dynasty or from one ruler to another. There's always a time of turmoil, and there is a time of great change.